Welcome to An Artist Journey, the podcast about creating and thriving as an artist. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, a full-time artist, and I'm living the artist life. So let's begin. Welcome to this episode of An Artist Journey podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by my special guest, Matthew Dewey, a young South African author who has just published his new books, and he's going to tell us a bit more about his publishing process, his writing, and a little bit about the books as well. Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I am 19, fresh out of high school, and I write novels.
Okay, now you've just published a new novel called The Four Horsemen. What is that about?
It is about a hidden wall between a covert military force called the Saints and the magic-wielding warlocks. In this book, you follow four main characters who've been hired to find a warlock traitor. Along the way, they face many obstacles, but nothing a little magic and sarcastic remarks can't overcome.
Okay, so not only have you just published this book, you've also got a prequel called Conquest Champion, is that right?
That is right.
So how does the prequel fit in for readers? Do they need to read that first?
No, it is not necessary to read the prequel. However, the prequel does tell you about one of the main characters and how he follows certain... He goes through certain obstacles and events leading up to the first novel, but it isn't necessary to read the first.
Okay. So what kind of reader is this book aimed at, or these books aimed at, ages or genre, that sort of thing?
The book is definitely aimed at young adults and teenagers. It's for any readers who enjoy a dark to fantasy novel with plenty of action and monsters, aimed around that area.
Okay, so, for example, people who've enjoyed Harry Potter, for example, would that be that sort of demographic?
Yeah, I think anyone who has enjoyed a fantasy novel like Harry Potter and any other novel that involves magic or action, it's perfect for them.
Okay, so I note there's quite a bit of action in the Four Horsemen. Is this something your readers will enjoy? Is it specifically for... male or female readers?
Absolutely. In my opinion, there's nothing more frustrating than a novel where little happens. So I packed the novel with action, plenty of action scenes, and I think male and female can both enjoy them because there are many aspects that you can find pleasure in reading, be it the dialogue or the action scenes themselves.
Matthew, this is two books you've written and you're only 19. I'm sure you're going to hear that a lot. And that's quite an achievement. Where do you get the time to do this?
I think I have to make time to write. If I have something else to do, but I'd rather write instead, I'll spend that time writing. So this is often sleep I'm sacrificing for writing.
So were you a big fan of English classes at school?
Not really. I would say 5% of the class was dedicated to creative writing like this. Most of it was spent writing formal letters or reading terrible books.
So you think your English teacher would be surprised you've got stuck in and written a couple of books already?
It's very possible. I doubt that he was expecting any one of the students to write a novel.
Do you believe in the idea that every author should write the book they would like to read?
I would say I agree and disagree with this. I recommend writing a novel you'd like to read, but I also recommend testing the waters with other genres, because you never know what you might find more enjoyable to write.
Right. Writing, I presume, takes a lot of discipline and time. What is your advice for other young authors who are thinking about writing their first book?
Yeah, it definitely does require a lot of dedication. I would recommend that you don't force your writing. Don't set yourself deadlines and word counts, because that sort of constricts your passion and it ruins the flow of a novel. I think just be free and easy with it. Writing is a patience game, really.
Okay. So do you start each day and just write when you want to write? I presume you do have some sort of idea that you want to complete a chapter by the end of the week or something like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't like to record a restriction, but goal is to write as many words as I can per day. So I have progress, but I'm not also forcing my writing. So that way, by the end of it, I still have a nice, clear novel, but it isn't going to take an age to be finished.
Okay. So are you writing any other books at the moment?
I'm writing two books at the moment. A sequel to The Four Horsemen to continue the series, and a different novel entirely that I hope will become a series as well.
All right. So where can readers find your books? Where are they published at the moment?
Both books are available on Amazon, but I'm offering the prequel for free on my website. There are many other sites as well.
So tell us a bit about your personal tastes in books. What are some of your favorite books that you've read?
When it comes to like choosing favorites, it's pretty difficult. But I really enjoyed the first Golden Compass book. But if I have to say my favorite, it would be The Supernaturalist by Ewan Colfer.
All right. And your experience of the actual publication of these books, getting them ready and designed and launched onto Amazon, for instance, would you describe that for people who are thinking about publishing their books? Is that an easy experience?
It is a long, complex process, but once you've done it the first time, I think it gets easier from then on. But yeah, it does require some thought and planning before you begin designing and publishing.
Okay. Are you reading any books at the moment? Do you have time for that?
I definitely still have time for reading. Right at the moment, I'm reading a book called 48 Hours from Hamelburg, which is very interesting, complex read, but I'm enjoying it.
Okay, Matthew, where can readers connect with you or contact you online, for instance? How can they get a hold of you?
Well, I have a Facebook page, Matthew Dewey, and also a website called www.gfoxinc.com. And on this website, I do receive messages, and you can contact me there as well.
Okay, and that's gfoxinc.com.
Yeah.
And that's where they can also find a free copy of your prequel, Conquest's Champion.
Yes.
All right, excellent. Well, Matthew, thanks for your time chatting, and I wish you good luck with your book sales and your new books, and keep it up.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you to Matthew Dewey for joining me today, and I hope you can get a chance to check out his books on Amazon and visit his website, and you can also get a free copy of his prequel. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Learn to Paint with Impact, a comprehensive painting course. In this course, you will learn all about building a strong foundation in your painting, something you can develop yourself, develop your own style, and learn all the necessary skills that you need to take your painting to higher levels. You can find more about this course, Learn to Paint with Impact, at malcolmdeweyfineart.com. Just have a look for the link to painting courses. Thanks for joining me on this Artist Journey podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like and subscribe. And I'll see you in the next episode. Cheers for now.